This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Top Gun filming locations, a nostalgic look back at 80s movie magic. Discover the iconic filming locations of Top Gun, the 80s movie that defined cool with amazing beaches, aircraft carriers, and the heart of 80s pop culture. Flying High, the most iconic filming locations of Top Gun. All right, buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're taking a little flight back to the 1980s pop culture Top Gun. You know, that legendary 80s movie that pretty much made aviator shades cooler than ever and gave us a serious crush on Tom Cruise in a leather jacket? Yeah, that one. Now, before you get all danger zone running through your head, because who wouldn't? Let me tell you about where the magic actually happened. The filming locations that transformed this flick into an eternal tribute to jet fuel, adrenaline, and some seriously epic 80s music. First up, the heart of the action, Naval Air Station Miramar in San Diego, California. This is where the U.S. Navy pilots trained, and where Top Gun pilots like Maverick and Goose kicked off their high-flying adventures. Miramar was nicknamed Fighter Town USA long before Top Gun made it famous, and the filmmakers absolutely nailed it by shooting on location. In fact, you can still visit the old base, now renamed Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, and feel just a little cooler wearing your aviators and blasting Kenny Loggins' soundtrack in your head. If you ever watch the beach volleyball scene, you know, the one where those 80s fashion choices are questionable, to say the least, and there's more hair mousse than air in the atmosphere, that was filmed at Naval Air Station North Island in Coronado, California. Not your typical beach day spot unless you're a fighter pilot, but hey, it's one of those iconic moments that screams 1980s fashion as loudly as the rest of the movie. Speaking of iconic spots, the volleyball scene's location is close to Coronado Beach, which has been a sun-soaked playground for many a Hollywood production. It's pretty wild to stand there and imagine yourself smack dab in the middle of Goose's tragic yet memorable moments, or just to remember Goose at all, really. Another significant piece of the puzzle? The aerial flight sequences. Most of these adrenaline-pumping shots were filmed over the vast skies above California. But did you know that some of the deck landing shots were filmed aboard real aircraft carriers? The USS Enterprise, CVN-65, got a turn in the spotlight, and its colossal presence coupled with those blown-up jet turbines helped make Top Gun a visual spectacle no one forgot. Or at least it helped everyone forget the questionable plot points. For the indoor scenes, the filmmakers did some shooting at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, particularly where we see Maverick hobnobbing around, though I'm pretty sure no airport security would let you run around in a leather flight jacket these days without a second glance. Looking at these locations, you realize how the 80s really weren't kidding around when it came to style, setting, and the flair of filmmaking, all wrapped up in a package complete with slick hair, tight jeans, and a killer soundtrack. And speaking of the 1980s, if you're as nostalgic about those days as I am, yes, I still have my cassette player. I recently stumbled across A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, and the author brilliantly captures all the charm, awkwardness, and iconic energy of the decade. It's a fantastic read for anyone who loves the vibe of 80s movies, 80s celebrities, and that unmistakable era where everything felt bigger than life. So next time you watch Maverick soaring through the clouds or Goose cracking that ever-effective smile, remember they were actually flying over some of California's best military and beach spots, places that helped launch this film into cult status and immortalized 80s pop culture forever. Now go grab your bike, slap on some aviator shades, and maybe even practice your "You Can Be My Wingman Anytime" line. Because trust me, those locations make the movie almost as cool as the guy saying it. Almost.